This is November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra. Over. November 0, Foxtrot Hotel. This is November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra. Over. November 0, Foxtrot Hotel. This is November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra. Over. November 0, Foxtrot Hotel. This is November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra. Over. November 0, Foxtrot Hotel. This is November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra. Over. November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra. Over. November 0, Foxtrot Hotel. This is November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra. Over. November 0, Foxtrot Hotel. This is Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra. Over. November 0, Foxtrot Hotel. This is NA1SS. Have you loud and clear? Over. Excited to talk to you, and I am ready for your questions. Over. Carter, that's a good question. Actually, one of my crewmates had his birthday while we were up here. We did as best we could. I knew it was his birthday before we launched, so I brought him a present with me, and we had some of our cake that we have up here as part of our standard menu to celebrate. Over. McKenna, we do not have VR glasses that we use to explore Earth. We have some VR glasses that we really use as augmented reality to work on some of the hardware we have up here. And I think that is a great idea, and I will tell the ground that we need to work on that. Over. Kylie, I know they don't yet, but hopefully one day they will. Right now, it's just professional astronauts that live up in space station, which means it's our job. So I guess if kids can get jobs as astronauts, they can come to space. Over. Sydney, we have two ways, but both of them are very similar. When satellites, spacecraft, cargo ships come up here, they dock or berth with the station. When they dock, they basically run into the station and we capture them with hooks. If they berth, we capture them with arms and then we attach them to the station with hooks. So basically, we've got some big hooks holding things onto the space station. Over. Haley, you know what? I wish I knew. I'm sure we're collecting some, but I don't know what it is. I think we both need to study more about that. Over. Harvey, COVID-19 made it very complicated to train for my launch. Much like most people in the country and the world, we had to isolate, we had to wear masks, which made training a lot harder. Now that we're on the space station, actually we spent time in quarantine before we came up, so now that we're on the space station, we don't have to worry about COVID-19 until we come back home. Over. Renata, I would love to be able to say that we have, but unfortunately we have not. Over. Paloma, that is a wonderful question. I think really one of my personal goals is to be a good teammate. It's very important that we get along together and be able to work together and take care of each other if we have an emergency. So I think that is a very good goal to have. Over. Omar, I was 4 years old when we first landed on the moon, and my parents took me out in the backyard and told me that we had people there. I thought that was a wonderful idea, and ever since then I wanted to go into space. Over. Caleb, that is a very difficult question to answer because we've got so much research going on. I think one of the ones that are the most interesting to me are the ones that are studying the human body. It's very interesting how the human body changes when we're in space. Over. Cool. None of our animals has ever gotten out, although we don't have very many animals up there other than the astronauts. Right now, we do have some worms that we are studying to look at how their muscles change over time when they're in space. Hopefully, our worms will not escape either. Over. You know what? You could play a lot of games up here that would be a little bit different, but a lot the same. I think one of the things that we like to do is to fly through the space station as far as we can without touching any of the sides of the space station. Over. McKenna, a lot of computers. A lot of computers that keep track of where we are, which direction we're pointing, and where we need to be. And so if we need to